The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
With this hurricane coming through the East Coast, that Florida LSU game being canceled, how weird would it be that Tennessee ends up losing the SEC East to Florida because Florida possibly could have lost this game?
I'm guessing they're going to reschedule it at some point. It may be a case where they don't replay it unless they have to.
Right. And I think a lot depends on how bad things are. If you push it back a day after the storm and things aren't that bad getting around.
The one thing I miss about getting an actual newspaper are the screwed up headlines. Imagine writing a headline about Miles Jack. Jack, and I'm talking about Jacksonville linebacker Miles Jack in this instance, off to promising start.
Couldn't you just say Miles Jack off to a positive start? Like, what? Miles Jack off to a great start doesn't sound crazy. But if you just say Jack,
yeah,
off to a great start, it sounds crazy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that was some of the stuff we talked about.
Some of it.
We had some other things, and we were preparing to lose all the power here at 6 o'clock, and then right before that we found out, oh, never mind.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, we fixed it without having to turn off the power. So we'll do a normal 6 o'clock hour here.
And me complaining about people selling things on Facebook.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And freezing to death.
And, yeah, we had me crying about being 12 degrees in here.
Yeah. It still hasn't really warmed up much. I mean, it's warmed up a little, but not much. That power cut email sounds like it came from the evil clowns. Their plans probably failed. It could be that.
Yeah.
That could have been who did this to us. But and the Jays are up 7-0 right now on the Rangers. I think it's the 8th inning. Is that correct?
Looks like an 8.
Yeah.
This is comfortably in hand for the Jays, it looks like. Good start for them.
Somebody asked, complaining it's fixed? I'm not complaining that it's fixed. I'm glad they fixed it. It's just I don't like the over-scaring that people do. Somebody had the perfect example. It's just like, oh, Tropical Storm Bill is churning towards the coast. Going to be a catastrophic storm. Yeah, the street gets wetter when people pee outside than what happened there. That's what this was. They tried to scare the hell out of us, and then it was nothing. I don't like that. I don't like to be scared. We're trying to make plans on how we're going to deal with having no electricity, then suddenly we have electricity.
Yeah. You and everyone you know are dead. All of you. And your kids died, too.
It's his fault. Because that's what they were telling us. Essentially, right?
You and everyone you know are dead. All of you. And your kids die, too.
That's just people in Florida. He's not talking to us, too, right?
Well, yeah. He's talking about Daytona Beach and Jacksonville.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because his point was, if it 40 miles west, or 20 miles west, right? That's what he said. 20 miles west, and you're all dead. If you're staying there. Tim asks, what are the odds Brock has more interceptions versus Minnesota than Rice wins throughout the season?
That's actually a tough one.
It is, because I don't know how many wins Rice has got in them this year. They're just not good. They've always been competitive under Bailiff, but this team is just, this is by far the worst group I've seen him have. And they don't show any signs of getting better either. So
it ain't a good look.
No. So probably I would say Rice. Man, I'm trying to look and see how many wins that I see left on their schedule.
I'm going to go with Osweiler more picks because I think he'll throw two, and I don't think Rice is winning two.
Well, games. They got Prairie View,
That's true.
So that should be a win. But UTSA, no, I don't think they're winning that. Louisiana Tech's probably not a win. Florida Atlantic's a possible win. Charlotte, UTEP. UTEP's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I think UTEP will beat them, though.
And then they're not winning their last game, Stanford. Yeah, I'll go Brock. But that's a good one. I know it's not Wednesday, so I can't praise you too much for it. But that's how you do What Are the Odds Wednesday. You get two totally unrelated things that makes you come up with something that sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN.
The UFC card. We were supposed to have Alex Morano on the show today.
Yeah.
Who's my MMA coach and was scheduled to fight in the Philippines next Saturday. Derek Lewis, another friend of the show.
Yeah.
Also set to fight in the Philippines next Saturday. Well, that's not going to happen. The UFC card, for UFC Fight Night 97, which was set to take place in the Philippines, has been canceled. The entire card canceled. And at first, the UFC, they released a statement saying it was canceled because BJ Penn got hurt. BJ Penn was set to headline the card, even though he hasn't fought in forever. But now it's come out that and I'm guessing this is the real reason why the thing was canceled. It was revealed that fighters would be forced to provide a blood sample for recreational drugs along with the regular in-fight testing that they do on fight night. On top of that, not only the fighters would have been tested for recreational drugs, every single UFC employee that made the trip to the Philippines, including the stagehands that set up the cage, anyone involved with the television broadcast, anyone who works backstage, all would have been tested for recreational drugs. This is mostly because that the Philippine president, that Rodrigo
The Donald Duterte, Trump of the Philippines, yeah.
He claimed that he is going to rid the Philippines of all drug users and claimed that he wanted to kill 3 million drug addicts. He likened himself to Adolf Hitler, saying if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have me. Which I don't know when that's ever a good thing.
No.
But yeah, he's going after all the drug users. So the UFC's like, you know what? We're good. We'll take our show elsewhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't anticipate them ever going back there either.
I'm guessing no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So the card is going to be rescheduled for a later date. The fighters are going to get their show money, which is nice.
Yeah. Were some of them already over there?
Yes. Yeah. Alex, we were going to talk to him today. He was at the airport. He was going to be at the airport at 4 o'clock. I think his flight left at like 5. And so we were going to take some time with him today before he headed over there. So, which, by the way, that's a long flight.
Yeah. So good thing he got the news before he got on the plane.
Exactly. Derek Lewis, on the other hand, has already been in the Philippines for 3 days.
Mm.
And now he's coming back without a fight. So kind of a bummer, but yeah, a very odd situation for the UFC. I mean, part of me doesn't blame him. I mean, because happened is they would have found that some dude who worked this, like puts the cage together, smokes pot, and then they would have put him in jail or prison in a foreign country. No one needs that.
No, and hell, maybe guys who live in Colorado and doing it legally.
Yeah.
And get over there and get tested.
No, thanks.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just insane. So basically, anybody who goes over to that country gets drug tested now if they're doing any kind of show of any kind?
Apparently so.
Some musicians?
Apparently so.
Well, they're not going to get too many rock concerts over there, I can tell you that. There's no way those people will go. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have a couple of drug stories. I'll save them for next segment because it's getting kind of late in the segment here. But I have two drug stories for you. One involves cocaine.
Okay.
And one involves the Walmart and heroin.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how you beat that one. Beat those two.
A lot of drugs.
Yeah, well, since just because you brought it up.
So I'm just kind of taking it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to continue with it.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It is.
Yeah, it is. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Man, I didn't see the Jays coming in there and whacking these guys like this today.
No, this is good news for the Blue Jays. I mean, you beat up Hamels like that. That's a bad start for them.
I wonder now.
Hamels is so hot and cold. Like, he can go out there and look like Bumgarner.
Yeah.
And then he can go out there and look like just a regular bum. And Today was a bum day.
I wonder if you always talk about the rust versus rest thing. You wonder, the Rangers haven't really had to play for anything for a couple of weeks now.
Right.
And the Jays were down to the last day just to make the playoffs. And you kind of get in that playoff mode, and you wonder sometimes if at first game back you're just not quite into it as much. But we'll see how it plays out. I think it is good news for the Jays to go in there and get one, but far from over.
Yeah.
And I like now that we're into actual playoffs. I probably will wait for game five to watch most of these, though. So maybe we should just go to one game playoffs for everything.
Like the NFL. Just make it all like that.
Baseball purists have heart attacks on me. Well, just kidding. All right, guys. I got to tell you about the Champs. Houston Press Best Mattress
Champ
Store.
Champ is here.
That's right. And not only are they the best mattress store, they also got the best TV commercial, which I didn't get to be in, so I'm a little upset about that. But Texas Mattress Makers was named the best for a reason, because they are the best. And go check them out. They got the new Can Bed. It's comfortable with firm plush and Eurotop feels. Gives you support from a layer of pocketed coil springs that are engineered to conform individually to the contours of your body. Basically, what they're telling you is they're going to get you on a bed that is perfect for you. And they're going to help you find the one that's perfect for you. And just like they got me on one that was perfect for me. If you've got back problems or anything like that, how about this? The Can Queen mattress, just $772. A plush drops from $935. And that's from $1,169. All sizes are on sale. You're already saving a bunch of money. If you tried to buy these or something comparable in a retail store, you're paying twice that. You're already saving a bunch of money. Now they're going to save more. Because here's what they're doing. Texas Mattress Makers is making it easier to add up the beds that they're donating to the Houston Children's Charity. Every child counts. And we've talked about this before. What they're doing, you spend $500, then they're donating a mattress to Houston's Children's Charity. So there's a lot of kids out there that need beds, man. You'd be stunned. There's over 5,800 children in need. And you can help just by going and doing better, getting yourself a better bed, spending some money, and spending a lot less than you would if you went somewhere else. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Born right in, born right in.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Cowboys Bengals NFL 3:30 Sunday on ESPN 97.5, presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, I promised you a couple of drug stories. One is cocaine, one is heroin. And the cocaine one, going to give you guys a chance to, this is how you get around a drug test.
Okay.
Remember Dwayne Brown gave us the Mexican meat?
Yeah. He helped everybody.
He did. I'm giving you.
That was for the people.
I'm giving you the pole vaulter.
Okay.
Canadian and former University of Akron pole vaulter Sean Barber was allowed to compete at the Rio Olympics despite a positive test for cocaine. Something Canadian arbitrators concluded he ingested inadvertently.
Okay.
So, I think this is a pretty elaborate story, but it worked for him. It might work for you.
For me personally?
No, not for you, but for the people. Like, say you get drug tested and test positive for coke. Yeah. Here's what you tell them. You tell them that you took out an ad in Craigslist in the casual encounters section, which, I don't know, it's a little dicey. Craigslist a little dicey anyway, but Craigslist for casual encounters. Apparently, he rejected a couple people who responded to his post and eventually made plans to meet a woman in an Edmonton hotel room. as the Canadian championships were underway.
Okay.
The woman, they use Pamela W. for her name, said she went into the hotel bathroom, snorted cocaine minutes before Barber entered her room. Said she'd also used the drug hours earlier. The two had a sexual encounter that lasted about 30 minutes. Jeez. That's one hell of a pole vaulter. And they kissed on and off during that time. Barber said no money was exchanged.
Well, thank God. That would be illegal.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. But he never witnessed or suspected the woman had used cocaine, and he expressly wrote in the Craigslist post that he wanted a partner who was drug-free and disease-free. Not asking for much, are you? But basically, the panel concluded it was impossible for the player to know that he was still exercising the utmost caution and that while indeed kissing Pamela, she might inadvertently administer cocaine to him. I'm telling you, this is the greatest excuse ever.
It's pretty strong.
So he was not. He would not face a ban, and he was allowed to keep his title and compete in Rio, where he finished 10th overall. I am happy to have this behind me so that I can move on with my career in a free conscience. At no time during my actions did I even fathom the possibility of being able to be contaminated with cocaine. This is a learning experience that I hope other athletes can learn from as I have. Yeah, I think that's a great excuse. You've given people an out. I love it. If I'm ever in a job where I test positive for something, that's what I'm going to do.
By the way, Jose Bautista just smashed a 3-run home run.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it put a 10 spot in the jaw.
Yeah.
And he didn't bat flip. He just stuck his head down and rounded the bases.
He should have reached out, set the bat all the way on the ground, and then walked.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hit.
Or, like, actually even better would have been set the bat down very gently and then run full sprint. And like, run straight to the dugout. That would have been funny. God, it's 10-0. The Rangers are just went off the field right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And they still have to bat, so.
Yeah.
All right, the second one is a heroin story. And I think Jong has the audio on this.
So this guy, some guy Facebook lived it 9 minutes, and there's two people passed out on the side of the road. One woman is on her knees, facing down and not moving. The other guy is on this like metal bench with no back, and he's like laid on the seat part, and he's passed out, and he has a cell phone in his hand, like a really old one, like a Nokia in his hands. And the video was 9 minutes. I cut it down to a little over 1 minute. So this is some of the video.
Facebook Live, man, it's f***ed up out here. My phone done passed out, man. Damn, he folks on good dope. Yeah, he called him. Oh, that one that good. Hey, these folks on that Flocka.
They on that stuff, you know.
They need some milk. Oh, get away from these folks.
Yeah, they
call them. Man, boy. Oh, yeah, you got to call them that white, man. They going to speed up. Two white males and a female down. Injured. Man, these folks ain't moved. They be dirty.
Get you close
from
y'all. Make them think they zombies once they get up.
They gonna bite.
You can't get them
off. Hey, Dick, man, what the f*** going on, man? This is crazy.
I ain't never seen
shit
like
it. It's like a museum. I don't know what they done hit. Get us some milk. Get these folks some milk. I can't do nothing to. I ain't flipping. That's crazy, man. Oh, here go the fed. Come on, bro, let go. Jim, let go ahead and roll, man. It's enough. It's enough for me. Yeah, I don't feel, but I'm going to back up, keep my speaking. I don't want my face being involved in any shit. I don't want my face being involved in any dead white people.
Probably a good call.
Yeah, and of course he's wearing a red shirt, a Cincinnati red shirt, which probably appropriate considering how dead he looked.
Yeah.
But apparently they were snorting heroin in a Memphis Walgreens bathroom.
I think that's why most, like Walgreens around here don't have public restrooms, do they? Like
they
drug
do.
Stores?
I think you have to ask.
Yeah,
they're probably trying to avoid that like the plague.
But, and they both passed out and says they did not die. Paramedics dropped them off at the hospital in non-critical condition.
Yeah, the guy holding the cell phone in the middle of the video, his cell phone starts going off. It's pretty funny.
There's some drugs that you can do out in public and function just fine.
I mean, it sometimes it's actually fun. Heroin is not on that list of drugs. If you're going to do heroin, there's a reason why every time you hear about someone dying of a heroin overdose, it's never like at a club. They always find heroin ODs in their house, in their bathroom, in their apartment, because in their hotel room. Because that's not like a go out and get wild after you do it drug. Like you need to be in a pretty safe place. Like probably get rid of the sharp things and just have a place that's comfortable for you to chill.
And that's
probably the move.
That list of drugs is pretty short, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's the list of drugs that you absolutely want to just stay away from everybody after doing them is pretty short, but heroin is at the top of that list. Don't do heroin and go out in public, and damn sure don't do heroin in public because that's what happens. It's crazy. What's wrong with these people? Rookies.
Yeah. Well, I would
it's like
say
nobody like kids these days. Millennials don't understand how heroin works.
I mean, the lady looked really old.
Well, was she okay?
She looked like it could have been the heroin, but she looked like she was in her 50s.
Well, I don't know what to tell her then. She's just gotten lazy.
I'm guessing if you're doing heroin in a Walgreens bathroom, she's probably 30 and looks 60.
That's possible.
Squeeze in a call real quick, Scott. You're on the Blitz, go, sir.
How's it going, y'all?
Going sports.
Gotcha. Well, I had two quick comments. One is about the pole vaulter cocaine story.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put utmost caution and Craigslist encounter in the same sentence ever. I don't think there's anything cautious about a Craigslist encounter.
Yeah, I feel like that's asking for trouble, but I feel like that's also a made-up story that he had to make up for the fact that he was using cocaine.
Yeah, but for the board of people or whoever decided that, they could have wrote that a little better besides utmost caution.
Yeah.
I don't get that. And another thing is the Philippines. I had a cousin in the Navy. He said they got to stop in the Philippines one time. And he said, well, you know, that's apparently a pretty big spot for hookers and all that.
Right.
Well, he said there's the drugs in the Philippines are just completely everywhere. He said they're almost free, too. Like, people just pretty much give them to you out there. So I don't know. I'm not sure how their new president thinks he's just going to get rid of all that when I'm pretty sure that's like half their economy. I don't know what else they do.
Well, he's going to kill them all. That's how he's going to do it. He's got a really good strategy. It's called kill everybody that uses drugs.
Well, that's probably his only option, really. But good luck with that. All right, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
That's why it's the Philippines.
I mean, yeah, that guy's weird. He really is.
He's a weird.
He's out there.
He's like a Filipino Trump.
Well, yeah, he's
crazy.
Exactly what he is. All right, one more, Andrew.
By the way, me saying that does not mean I love Hillary. I don't even need the tweets.
Yeah, I know it's coming. What's wrong with Trump? We hate them both. Okay, yeah. Andrew, you're on.
Hey, Trump is up, just guys? A little bit more like the comedic. You know.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, sports?
Hello?
You're on, man. Go.
Oh, sorry. I have two questions. Both are regarding the playoffs right now. I mean, do you really think that Texas would come out there in the ninth and they just wouldn't give effort? I mean, it's the playoffs, right? And they've got a couple guys that are veterans on there.
Are you talking about the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, do you really think an MLB team would just kind of like give up there? You really think they want to go home?
No, they don't want to. I mean, I'm just saying when you're out on the field, and if you could have seen the look on Elvis Andrus's face after Bautista hits that home run, they all look like they know this game is over. They want it to be off the field at that moment because of all the people to hit that home run, Joey Bautista, it wasn't a great moment for them. Of course, I don't think they're like rolling over and not going to try in the bottom of the ninth, but I honestly don't think it's gonna matter. They're down 10-0.
Yeah,
it's not like they can throw a touchdown pass and get an onside kick and kick a field goal and tie it up. Like they have to score 10 baseball runs. It's damn near impossible.
Yeah, I think they're gonna go out
in
there
in a game where they've scored zero through eight innings.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's probably happened before, but I'm just saying. They're not out there feeling very confident.
No, they're thinking about game two now and bouncing back. But you should be thinking about is shaving better. And that's what Harry's is going to help you do. These new blades that they have are fantastic. I mean, it's a five-blade razor. I love mine. It's great for getting to places that are sensitive on your face. It just does such a great job. And guess what? You know, when people improve things, they always raise the price on you. Man, that's not what Harry's did. They're still just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the Walgreens or any of those places. And the cool thing is you don't have to go anywhere. They're just going to send them directly to you. You can pick the plan you want, and they're fantastic. The quality's great. The price is right. And you can just have them delivered right to your door.
Yeah, and they've got this free trial set, which they'll send to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you in your car. It comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and a shaving gel. And you get that free trial set when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. If you stay subscribed, the $3 you pay for that trial set shipping is the last shipping cost you'll ever pay. And for our listeners, you enter the code BLITZ at checkout, and you get a post-shave balm for free with your order. It's one of their most popular items, and you're getting that for free. So you're getting the razor, the cartridge, shaving gel, and a post-shave balm for $3. You can't even buy a blade at CVS or Walgreens for $3. You can't. So get out there. Get online. Harrys.com, HARRYS.com. Use that promo code BLITZ and get started on that free trial set and the post-shave balm. Let me know what you think, and hopefully you guys want to stick around with Harry's. These guys are saving you a lot of money. They're going to save Fred and I a lot of money. Harrys.com, HARRYS.com, promo code BLITZ.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
Finally starting to, like, thaw out a little bit.
Yeah. Let's grab a quick call. Chris, you're on The Blitz.
Hey, sports.
Hey, enjoy the show. In regards to that cocaine with that pole vaulter, that was an excuse used about 2 years ago by a professional tennis player. He says he was at a nightclub making out with some girl who was using coke he didn't know, but they kicked him off that tournament and fined him. So I guess it just depends on what sport you're playing.
Well,
so you got...
The one thing about this is the woman did testify that she did that, the woman he met in the hotel room.
Oh, she admitted to that?
Yeah.
She admitted to doing a bunch of coke?
Yeah.
He paid her off.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you could easily pull that off. You get somebody to take a bullet for you, pay him some money, boom, done, right? Soccer Bilal says if those heroin people had a Harry subscription, they could have avoided that Walgreens visit. Yeah, because they would have sent it right to them at home.
Yeah.
And then they could have heroined up at home where they belong.
That's the place to do it.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, guess what? The Rangers didn't quit. They scored a run.
No.
They scored a run. And Estrada's out of the game now. But
he's 10, angry about it, too.
10-1. Yeah, he didn't want to come out. But you might need that guy again, so... Yeah, I'd go ahead and let somebody else finish it off. There's no reason for him to pitch any more today. All right. Somebody tweeted me that. What, do you have something you want to get to?
No.
Somebody tweeted me this GoFundMe thing
for Tom Herman.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They've raised $16,000 for these shirts out of 126,000 goal, but. Raised by 404 people in 2 days, $16,000.
So are they trying to raise enough money to give everybody a shirt?
Yes, that has that says come and take him and has a Tom Herman photo. And they want to show support.
These those people are going to see those shirts this time next year and feel really dumb.
You know where those shirts will be this time next year?
They're going to be in like Albania or Nigeria.
New Guinea.
Yeah, someplace like that.
Yeah. And being worn by kids. Right next to that Houston Texans 2017 Super Bowl champion shirt. But the GoFundMe thing says, in recent weeks...
Everybody in Haiti will think that Tom Herman is still coaching the Cougars.
Oh, well, the best part will be whoever does will just... You know, you could just take the shirt and put the logo over it and say, we did. Sell them, repurpose them. That's the way to do it. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And apparently, the one that... Back to UHO. The Hurricane Matthew is probably not going to affect the UH-Navy game on Saturday, they're saying, so... as of now, it looks like it'll be a minimal effect. And I guess it all depends on the track, of course, but you know, shouldn't be a problem for UH-Navy other than there'll probably be some rain, but it's not going to be. By then, that there won't be much left of that thing. See this bit about Cam Newton trashing the house that he rented over the summer?
No.
Well, and apparently... John will know this person. I'm not familiar with WWE diva Stacy Keibler.
Oh, I am.
But
she's the one with the crazy long legs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay, game over. 10-1, Toronto wins. Well, her husband apparently manages the property that they rented out to Cam Newton.
Okay.
And he rented the mansion for roughly 2 months and paid $123,000. Promised that he would not throw any wild parties.
All right.
But according to reports, they caused more than $100,000 in damage.
Oh, boy.
And it's an $11 million mansion. So he's being sued for $270,000.
Is he denying?
He is not responding.
Okay.
Said the housekeeper snitched, telling the rental company Newton had been throwing multiple parties and leaving cigarette ashes all over the house. And in the suit, the company warned Newton to cut that out, and Cam responded by telling the housekeeper to quit diming him out. When Newton moved out, the house had been trashed. He broke an expensive fridge, caused water damage to the floors, ruined linens, and worst of all, destroyed a fancy $32,000 rug.
Oh.
Pobre says they went after Cam for the damages, $90,324.47, but he never paid. Said home repairs took more than 2 months to complete, so he wants him to fork over an additional $180 in lost rent for a total of $270,324 plus legal fees.
It's a lot of dough. It's a lot of damage done.
Yeah. That is.
I mean, good for him. Did he do that all after the Super Bowl loss?
It was sometime last year that he did it. So.
'Cause I could see him getting home and continuing to like kick and scream. That could have ruined a nice rug.
Getting drunk and peeing on it can ruin a nice rug.
That could also do it.
I could see that happening. I wouldn't have thought Cam would be that kind of guy. I could see Johnny Manziel getting sued for something like that.
Yeah. Cam Newton.
You got any plays tonight on these games?
I like the under tonight, and I like the Cardinals -3, which I got earlier, and now it's 3.5. I'd probably still like it at 3.5, but I mean, I like where I'm at. I did -3, and then I did I did the under, and then I did a 3-point tease on both. So basically, I just need the Cardinals to win, and then I've got like 45.5 on the over under. So I've got a few plays, nothing crazy, but I feel all right. I feel like the Cardinals, even without Palmer, I feel like they're kind of a get right game here.
I'm with you on the under. I think that's the play for me, especially with a backup quarterback. I like going to unders. So, yeah, I don't think you're going to see a ton of points in this game.
No. You're not feeling good about the Cardinals tonight?
No, I'm not. They haven't been playing well.
If the Cardinals don't win tonight, or if they don't impress tonight, we were just wrong about the Cardinals, and they're just not that good.
Yeah, and that's fair. But I think they'll win. But I don't feel good enough about them to put money on them.
Okay, that's fair.
If that's fair, because I haven't seen enough out. Now, they're playing a crap team that they should beat.
Right.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, man, if I wasn't investing a little something in the under, I don't think I'd be interested in this game at all.
Right.
Because you talk about those primetime ratings. Both these teams are 1-3.
Yeah, it's an ugly matchup.
But 42.5 is the number I got, which...
That's what I have as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, as far as... I could not come up with a play for college football.
For tonight?
Yeah, I tried. Louisiana Tech getting 2.5 at home against Western Kentucky, I think Louisiana Tech can win that game. I think those teams are pretty close. But I wanted more points in that. So I can't play that one. And I think the Memphis Temple line is about where it should be. So nothing for me there. I'm not crazy about this week. I'll have some tomorrow for sure. But I'm not all that crazy about this week's schedule.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And if your backyard is not what you'd like it to be, go by that showroom for Allied Outdoor Solutions, the I-10 and the Beltway, and it's like walking into a dream. I mean, anything you could imagine doing with your backyard, they can do it for you at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They've got a great setup in there, and it'll give you a lot of ideas, whether you're looking to do an outdoor kitchen, or you want to put in a water or a fire feature, or you want to go with this carved stone overlay. What it does is gives you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. Whatever the case, Allied Outdoor Solutions, they've got you covered. Whether you've got a base that you want to work off of, or you've got a blank slate and you just want to start from the ground up, if you've got a commercial project you want to work on, they do that as well. And they can help you hang on to some money as well. They've got several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Like I said, stop by that showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online. The Allied Outdoor Solutions, the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Stay sportsy. And download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas. All right, let us do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Well, we've got a theme here, at least in the first two stories. Let's start with what we talked about earlier this week with Ric Flair claiming to have made sweet, sweet love to Halle Berry, and Halle Berry's full-on denial of it. Jong says he's got some audio from it.
Oh. All right, Rick, this week's Ask Nate's question comes to us from Goober Dwayne on Twitter. He wants to know, any celebrity riders of Space Mountain? Hashtag Ask Nate.
Any celebrity writers?
R-I-D-E-R-S. Anybody?
Writers. Oh, gosh. Several dozen.
We're going to get any names
you
today?
You want me to start with Halle Berry or what?
Oh, Halle Berry wrote Space Mountain.
Of course she did.
Okay.
She was in Atlanta, and she just got divorced from Dave Justice.
Wait, are you telling a real story right now?
Would I have to make up a lie?
No, I didn't know that.
He never asked me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Goober Dwayne did. Anybody else we want to list besides Halle Berry? That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, we'll stick with her.
Yeah, that's not a great look if he's lying.
But what the question came from Goober what?
I have no idea. Goober something. But yeah, it was a Goober.
And another WWE related story. I guess I know this guy only from the video game. How big of a star is Alberto Del Rio?
Come on.
Alberto Del Rio, how big of a star is he?
He's a semi-star. He used to be champion for a very long time. They try to push him.
So that's a star then. I mean, if he was the champion for a long time.
Not a very, maybe he had a good stretch of maybe 2 or 3 years.
That's pretty good. He apparently is an ex-WWF or WWE wrestler.
Yes, he is.
He quit or retired. I don't know what the deal is. But apparently he was assaulted by a criminal with a knife outside a restaurant and suffered multiple lacerations on his arm and other parts of his body defending against the criminal. It did not name the location of the attack, but he did say that he was attacked by somebody with a knife. I don't know why he didn't just hit him with a chair. That's what I would have done in that case if I were a pro wrestler.
That seems to be a go-to, right?
Yeah, his finishing move was the armbar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's creative. Mm. That's creative. I've used that before to finish matches. Fetty Wap. Is it Fetty Wap or Fetty Wap?
I think it's Fetty Wap.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan.
He brought $165,000 in cash to a New Jersey municipal building where he was attending court. He was up on charges that included driving with tinted windows and a suspended license. His fine was $360. I guess he brought the other $164,640 just in case. I don't really know. He also pleaded guilty to failing to replace lost, destroyed, or deface license plates and a false burglar alarm that went off at his house more than twice. His attorney says his client has appealed for a medical exemption for the tinted windows. He said that he's blind in one eye due to a childhood eye affliction and has glaucoma, so he needs those dark tinted windows. For the last thing on Hoffman on Hollywood, I had a game for you, Fred.
Yeah?
Found an article ranking Tony Soprano's henchmen from least to most effective.
Okay.
At the bottom of the list, Big Pussy.
Yeah.
He was not very great.
No.
He had Patsy next.
Okay.
Bobby Baccalieri. Christopher.
Boy, Bobby should probably be down pretty well. Christopher was bad too. Jeez. Yeah.
Furio, who was never really on his crew, he's just kind of a hired gun.
Furio went from being the coolest character in that show to the biggest wuss.
He did almost bang Tony's wife, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that was... See, he was such a badass when they brought him over, and then he has to fall in love with Carmilla. Frustrating. Badass, but frustrating.
Your top two. Number two, Paulie Walnuts. Number two, and Silvio he has at number one.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'd have Silvio at one.
Okay.
Over Paulie.
I do think it...
Paulie was just weird.
I mean, Paulie... I always thought that Paulie, when he sniffed Adriana's panties, I think that... And he didn't apologize. I think that was like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that dude very much. But there you go. That's this week's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
All right. Good stuff.
Also, Bill Cosby doesn't think he's going to be able to get a fair trial because things have gone out for so long.
Like, yeah.
It's been strung out for so long. So he's asking for a mistrial, obviously.
Of course he is.
Right. Because that's better than going to prison for raping.
Yeah,
no one likes to go to prison for rape.
No, especially him, because I think he would be on the other end of things.
Yeah, he'd be taking the old pudding pop.
Yep.
They wouldn't put him in gin pop, would they?
I mean, what are you good at? Maybe. I don't know how much dough Cosby has anymore.
That, but I don't know. Because don't they put them? Don't they put like celebrities in gin pop even though you don't have money?
I don't know. God, it says Bill Cosby's worth $400 million.
Yeah, I think he's still got money.
Yeah, he's doing okay. My goodness. Oh, it says he was once estimated to be worth $400 million.
Oh, you could still afford a pretty good lawyer with that money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. I don't know what he's worth now, but it ain't $400 million anymore. So, but he could still, I mean, there's still people, like last year when he did that tour, there were still people who went out and watched him perform.
Yeah, remember he did
paying $60 a pop.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
And then they were heckling him. But, yeah.
Oh well.
Still has 47 accusers to deal
so
with.
So if he gets by this one, there's
yeah.
Okay. Good luck, man. I said you think you know somebody.
Yeah. We all thought we knew Bill Cosby. Little did we. Jong knew all along, I feel.
Probably.
Like, I think I remember a time when Jong was like, you guys know Bill Cosby's a rapist. And I was like, what? This was like literally, we had this conversation in like 1995, Jong and I did. And he was like, you know Bill Cosby's a rapist. And I said, there's no way. And here we sit 21 years later. And you were right.
And I'm telling you, in 21 years, more clowns are going to get shot. And I'm going to be like, I told you so.
You're probably right.
I'm telling you, I'm progressive.
You're probably. It's a dangerous time to be a juggalo, isn't it?
Yes,
like it would if you be. Dress in the clown makeup, like someone might confuse you for being one of the scary clowns when you're really just a juggalo.
Right. Means you're still dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you're still dangerous, but you're not as dangerous as the scary clowns.
Right.
Which probably pisses the juggalos off. They probably want to be scarier than the scary clowns. Oh, well.
Who would you rather have spend a night in your guest bedroom? A juggalo or one of the clowns, like one of the scary clowns that doesn't
or
say anything?
Bill Cosby.
Ooh.
Well, if I were mixing the drinks, it'd be Cosby.
Okay.
If he's mixing the drinks, I'll take the scary clown. Good enough?
Oh, boy.
Because I just sit there and have nightmares anyway. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll give Jong Lee an A-plus today. A-plus for Hoffman. I only partially sucked today. I'm going to give myself a really solid D-plus. I want to thank everybody for participating, man. Some great calls, some great texts, some great tweets. We will be back to do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. Snatch a Ferrari and buy my Bulleram. I just might snatch a necklace, drop a couple on the ring. ESPN 97.5.